Persecution's picking up in an unexpected place. We'll hear why one ministry defied the advice of social media experts. And there's a simple solution to every sickness. You won't want to miss today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pop quiz. Name two Asian countries in the top 20 of the world's worst persecutors of Christians. If you said North Korea and Vietnam, ding, 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 you're right. Well, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says, among other reasons, Vietnam hates Christians.
It is a communist country, and we know communist countries, the issue for them with regard to religion is control.
Recent attacks on the Ho Chi Minh Bible School bear this out.
The government is sending the police. They're sending in thugs just to break stuff and destroy the building, and so the harassment continues.
The school's been attacked and destroyed seven times.
I think the initial intent is to send a message, but ultimately they would like to shut them down. The government sees this Bible school as a threat.
Why?
One of the things that Pastor Kwong is involved in is training the church leaders from some of the minority ethnic tribal groups across Vietnam. And then they go back to their villages, to lead churches, to plant churches.
This is too complex of a story to explain in less than a minute, but you can find all the details at missionnetworknews.org. Next, influential leaders in Muslim-majority Indonesia are defending Jakarta's newly elected Christian governor. The governor goes by Ahok, and Hagia Institute's John Bachman says his win last month greatly upset Muslim hardliners.
He's referred to as a double minority because he's ethnic Chinese, which is a minority in Indonesia, and he's also Christian.
Leaders of large Muslim groups in Jakarta are slamming the hardliners' efforts to stir up public unrest against Ahok. The Christian leaders Hagia trains are surrounding Ahok in prayer. Will you join him?
There is a great hope that with the new president and this new governor, that there will be increased dialogue and respect for Christians.
This is Mission Network News. Lately, people are asking, how should we use social media to reach worldwide audiences with the story of Jesus? Well, Carl Muller of Biblica says it might not look like you expect. He explains.
A lot of the conventional wisdom in social media, shorter is better, tighter message, reduce everything down to 160 characters, just doesn't work when it comes to the deep spiritual longings that people have. And they're turning to social media because they don't really know any other place to go to have those questions answered. I put it this way. How many of us could really engage the full counsel of God in a 160-character tweet?
Biblica's doing something differently, causing their Facebook followers to increase from 10,000 to over 100,000 in just 18 months.
Where we go from here with our social media and with our attempt to engage people with the depth of the Bible through social media is to continue to grow and to continue to challenge people to come to us with their questions and their desire to explore the Bible in its totality.
Meanwhile, how could a suffering and broken family come together again? Through hope. Food for the Hungry has an outreach program ministering to broken families all around the world. They're providing food, income, and health care to those who really need it. Their main focus is sharing the Word of God by providing Bibles and sharing its stories. They're seeing relationships restored and families coming to Christ. Be a part of the change by going to our website. And it's always exciting to see a new building going up, right? Especially when it'll help spread the good news about Jesus. Well, Audio Scripture Ministry started construction on a new studio in Mozambique earlier this month. They hope it'll be completed by April. The studio will be a center of recording and training in order to get audio Bibles to the central parts of Mozambique. As you know, lots of needs come with a new building. Ask God to provide for these needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.